You're listening to SBS News.
The ASEAN Economic Union of 10 nations in the Indo-Pacific region is holding its annual summit. 3 days of meetings will, however, be held online with Brunei, which currently leads the bloc as host nation this year. The chair of ASEAN, Sultan Hassanal Bolkiah, opened the summit with a focus on pandemic recovery.
The COVID-19 pandemic is a global crisis like no others. It has disrupted our health and socio-economic order on a scale that has not been seen before in the modern world. With the pandemic still ongoing, the global economy remains fragile and uncertain. In combating this crisis, it is more important than ever for ASEAN and its dialogue partners to enhance solidarity and cooperation and to encourage continued engagement between the private and public sectors.
The pandemic is still wreaking havoc in many member nations from a health perspective, but also economically. Indonesia's President Joko Widodo has called for the reopening of borders within the bloc, hoping to encourage safe tourism.
The ASEAN Travel Corridor Arrangement Framework, initiated by Indonesia last year, needs to be implemented immediately. If all ASEAN countries immediately facilitate the safe mobility of people, the wheels of economy shall soon run again. Indonesia has also gradually reopened Bali for safe tourism with strict health protocols.
There have been over 4 million infections in Indonesia since the start of the pandemic and over 140,000 deaths. The government is now aiming to increase its vaccination program, using mostly the Chinese Sinovac vaccine, which was approved for emergency use in January. 182 million doses have been administered so far in the country of more than 273 million people. However, the summit's opening speech failed to address another growing international concern in the region, the situation in Myanmar, also a member nation. Myanmar's top general, whose forces seized power in February and shattered one of Asia's most phenomenal democratic transitions, had been shut out for refusing to take steps to end the deadly violence the country is experiencing. ASEAN's unprecedented sanctioning of Myanmar strayed from its bedrock principles of non-interference in each other's domestic affairs and deciding by consensus, and the bloc has not recognised the military leadership. Myanmar's top general, the country's highest-ranking veteran diplomat, Chan A, was invited to the summit as the country's non-political representative. However, it's unclear whether he will attend. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who also addressed the summit, called for inclusivity in business trading between Canada and the bloc.
This past year and a half has been tough for our people, for our businesses, and for our economies. And trade will be crucial to our recovery and to building a better future for all of our countries. But in order for that to happen, we must care about how we trade, what we trade, and with whom we trade. And we also must care about who trades. We have to make sure that more entrepreneurs, especially more women, young people, Indigenous people, LGBTQ2, visible minorities, and other underrepresented business owners get involved in and benefit from trade. Now, more than ever, we must also promote a strong, open, rules-based trading system under which we may all prosper. We can only do that if we work together. And that's why we're here today.
The Canadian PM also touched on COVID response, reminding the summit of Canada's financial commitment to the region and the earlier donation of $3.5 million to the COVID-19 ASEAN Response Fund. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison also had a lot to say regarding the pandemic, vowing more will be done regarding vaccine donation.
Already, we've delivered 2 million doses directly to Southeast Asia, and we expect to share millions and millions more by the end of this year. We've also contributed $130 million to the COVAX Advanced Market Commitment, which so far has delivered over 33 million doses to Southeast Asia. We've committed $21 million to support the establishment of the ASEAN Centre for Public Health, Emergencies and Emerging Diseases. And we're also combating vaccine misinformation.
He also reiterated Australia's role as an economic and trade partner in the region.
In this time of uncertainty, we do stand together as partners in facing the economic, health and environmental challenges facing our world, and especially our region. ASEAN is a long-time valued partner of Australia. Our futures are intertwined. Your growth underpins our prosperity. Your stability is fundamental to our own. And our enduring relationship is critical to an open, inclusive and resilient Indo-Pacific region. I'm here to affirm that Australia strongly supports ASEAN centrality. ASEAN and its forums are an essential pillar of our engagement with the Indo-Pacific.
Mr. Morrison also flagged new trade partnerships with countries such as Vietnam.
We are also working bilaterally to forge new agreements and deepen existing arrangements with regional partners such as Vietnam, Indonesia, and Singapore to boost two-way trade and open up new frontiers in the green economy. This is a vibrant and dynamic region, and we want to ensure the opportunities and benefits of trade continue to flow unimpeded.
The three-day summit runs from Monday to Wednesday. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.